Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Okay, yeah, I'm doing a live recording for my Coast in the Valley podcast, and I decided to go ahead and do a Facebook Live and connect the two. So we'll talk about my podcast, what I've done in the past, 8 months, and what the future holds, and what's on for the remainder of this year. So, with that being said, I'd like to give a shout-out to Annette Bragg. She is a sponsor, and she runs the White Barn Healing Teepee in Ravenna. I encourage you to Google the White Barn Teepee in Ravenna. It's very, very interesting. And thank you, Annette, for having me out there and my family, and we had a very spiritual, great time. Also, a shout out to all my guests that have been on the Ghost in the Valley podcast. I had a great, great time with all of you. I mean, I went from basically 5 listeners to over a couple thousand. So I am really grateful for all my followers. And I want to say hello to my wife, Millie, who's just tuned in. Hello. Going back to the beginning of the podcast, I started out with the haunted house that the resident was suing the courts because the house was haunted. He wanted his money back from the house. That was very, very interesting. And that was in Hermitage, Pennsylvania. Newcastle. And that seemed to be a very prominent area with ghost sightings. I had maybe 2 or 3 stories out of Hermitage with ghosts and spirits. And another one was the UFO sightings over Trumbull County back in 1994. That was a 4-part series. And I got a lot of response off that one. And to me, if you haven't listened to those, go back and check those out, because I think the UFO sightings was a very big cover-up. Matter of fact, it's been taken off my podcast twice. Then I don't know what's up with that, but that's the only ones that keep being removed is the UFO series. But another one was on seances, and so I try to cover everything that's on paranormal. I mean, seance, spirits, ghosts, demons. And I have quite a few ghost stories. And when I was laid up in the hospital for a little while, I really didn't have my speaking voice, so I taped quite a few episodes in advance. So I'm good for next rest of the year. And during that time, I had some interviews with some people that, some paranormal investigators, paranormal authors. I've got books out and coming out. Paranormal photographer who has taken over 13,000 photos. Another podcast host. I just had her on the show. She'll be on, that episode will be on in December. So it's been a very busy year so far. And even busier coming up. Getting back to my Ghost in the Valley documentary that I made 21 years ago. Those were all based on true ghost stories. And I traveled to a lot of these sites to verify the story. And quite honestly, I did the show as a Halloween project. Make some money on my video documentary during Halloween in 1998. And what happened behind the scenes was almost, I hate to say more important than the episode itself, but it was unreal and opened my eyes up quite a bit. I remember going to our priest in our church when I first started the Ghost in the Valley idea, and he told me to be very careful out there. Watch where I step, because there's a thin line between a spirit that hasn't moved on yet and a demon who doesn't want to move on. So I did take that advice seriously, because I have run into a couple instances where I was really close to the demon side. And you can't see, but behind me I have a cross on the wall. So as I do my episodes, I want to feel protected. You know, I did talk to a few of my paranormal investigators that's been on the show. And I would say most of them believe that you're not moving the ghost on, you know, or the spirit. Because either they're atheist or agnostic. And they just don't move the ghost or the spirit on. They say if you get rid of the spirit, you're killing the spirit. You're committing murder. Or I believe you actually move the spirit on. And sometimes they want to go, sometimes they don't. And basically that's what priests and preachers do when they go to a house and they bless a home. They're keeping God's love and protection over that house. And I was told that a house that you feel may be haunted, or you have a special guest, an uninvited guest, so to speak, in your home. If you just ask it to move on, it will go. 99% of the time, it will go. The ones that don't go are the ones that either you don't really believe it's a spirit or a ghost, or it's more than it's a demon. And that, I encourage you to get out. Get out. Don't keep Ouija boards or any demonic item in your home. It does attract them. And I don't know, more than one time I was given stories on the Ouija board. More than once. And none of them had a good ending. So I do encourage you to get rid of anything in your home that attracts the devil. And what I have coming up in the future, on the future shows, I have another one with the podcast host, and her podcast is Word on the Rocks, and that's Katie over on Word on the Rocks. She has a really great podcast, so I encourage you to listen to that when it comes out. I think that's coming out in December on my podcast. And I had a few people say, why would you have other podcast guests on your podcast? Doesn't that take away from your listeners? And I'm not really worried about that. I mean, if they do, they do. I mean, I'm here to help out other people, share my knowledge that I know of ghost following and spirits. And when I do go on a site, I don't take anything. I don't take EVPs or recorders or video. I don't take any of that with me. I can basically tell when I enter a home or listen and feel what's in that house. I don't need a device to try to pick up a magnetic field in the air. But that's me. I mean, to each their own. So I got Katie coming up. She'll be on in December. And that's, again, check out Word on the Rocks. That's a cool, cool podcast. And also I have Vincent Pine III. He was a co-songwriter of mine. And he passed away a couple years ago and hung himself, or he was found hung in his father's garage. He was a very, very good friend of mine, co-worker, co-songwriter. And that one was a tough one to do because I do consider Vincent a very, very close friend. So I'm going to play a couple of our songs we wrote together. And that was kind of weird in itself because Vincent was I called him Vinny, but he was a rapper, you know. So, and I'm an old time classic rock person. And the girl had to come in to sing the lyrics on one of the songs. She was a Christian singer, Tara Elkins. A fantastic vocalist who has tried out for American Idol and The Voice. She's very, very talented indeed. And a bass player of mine, very good, one of my best friends, Rick Cameron, he also passed away. So that was a tough one, but it's going to be controversial because Vince's mother doesn't believe he committed suicide. He was actually murdered. And we're going to get into that. You have to listen to the podcast and see what you believe. And I went to her house and did the interview at her house because she wanted to show me some things in the house that, and some photos that Vincent was still here with her in her house now. So you have to listen to that one. That's Vincent Pine III. Another one coming up is Mike Hess. Mike Hess is an author, and he wrote a book called Haunted Clark County, Virginia. I'll tell you what, that's probably the most haunted places in America, Clark County, Virginia. And that was a very interesting interview. That's coming up. So, and the very last one for New Year's Eve, that's the Jimmy and Indian Johnny. That was a story given to me out of Philadelphia. And that's the one where the man crossed the country to commit suicide and drive his car into the Pacific Ocean. But you have to listen to the podcast to see if he did or didn't. And I don't want to give the story away, but what caused him not to if he didn't. Okay, that's going to be very interesting on New Year's Eve. A few of my other guests also that's going to be coming up. I forgot, Joseph Market. Joseph Market was a photographer who has taken over 13,000 photos. 13,000. And out of those 13,000, he said he has probably 500 that were paranormal. Out of that 500, maybe 250 are Class A photos that he can use for his book that he's writing. That was a very interesting interview also. Because Joseph didn't go out to be a paranormal photographer. But after getting the photos back and looking at them and seeing what he saw, he had to share this with the world. And so that podcast, I'm going to have Joseph Market when he's on the podcast. While we're doing the podcast, while you listen to it, you can go to his Twitter account. I don't have the hashtags right now, but you can go to his Twitter account and look at the photos that he's talking about that's in the photo. They are astonishing, honestly. I've seen them, and you'll have to look at the photos. It's Joseph Market. That's going to be, he's also coming on in the future. I also had Douglas McMillan on. He was a paranormal investigator out of New York, the Bronx. His style of doing paranormal investigations, along with Beth Darlington. She was out of United Kingdom, out of England, and she's pretty well known, and it was a pleasure to have her on the show as well. And with her views of paranormal investigation. And also I had on Beth Garcia. She's also an author who had a book out, Altering Eternity, plus a couple other ones that's available on Amazon. So I have quite a few really cool guests that we're on, that's also coming on. So it's been a very fun 8 months, so to speak. I've had a different host for my podcast. I started out with Buzzsprout, and nothing bad about Buzzsprout. I thought they were a very fine hosting platform. But I moved on to go with a less expensive podcast, which is Anchor. I wasn't really pleased with Anchor. Maybe I wasn't doing something right, but it was very hard to leave Anchor when I did. Very hard. It wasn't hard to leave Buzzsprout, but it was hard to leave Anchor. And now I'm with Spreaker, and I'm very happy so far with Spreaker. So I think it did hurt my listeners, my followers, by the moves I made, because I was idle for a little bit during the Anchor move, because the shows were not being moved along with my leaving Anchor. So everything's back to normal now. All the shows are up and running. Go to Ghost in the Valley podcast. It's available on iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Spreaker, so many different, Google Play, a lot. And anywhere where you listen to podcast streaming, you'll probably find it. Ghost in the Valley podcast. Next year, I'm already have January and February basically booked. So if you know anybody who has a ghost story that wants to share, who wants to even come on the show and tell it, they can leave their story or suggestions or sound bites at coolie54@gmail.com. coolie54@gmail.com. And it has been a really wild ride, so to speak. And I enjoy my podcast. I enjoy the different people I get to talk to around the world. I mean, from Australia, England, California, Evansville, Indiana. I know I'm missing some. Clark County, Virginia. And just been great. The people I get to meet and talk to, listen to their stories. So I'm not the only crazy one out there, as I've been called. And they can relate to a lot of my stuff, and I can definitely relate to theirs. And so I look for a very exciting year next year as well. And I would like for all of you, check out Ghost in the Valley podcast and share that as well. Thank you very much for listening tonight. I hope you have a very happy Halloween, and I'll talk to you again in the near future. Thank you. Good night.